Michel Malay from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'tzion. The schus Moshe to Beshna Raisan Moshe Mordechai. The Neil Kratka Shlita Hem Cholanuva Meleam. So I'm remember Rasi Sheyichu. Lishmas. Marses Rasi Shurom 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 Rasi And we're going to be learning the Shalashulis Droshe given by Maran Rav. Bishnat Taf Reish Peitet, Dahainu 1929. It was Parshas Vayikra, and it was also Parshas Zohar. Kmo Hashana, she'anachnu gam korim Parshat Vayikra, v'anachnu gam korim Parashat Zohar. Amar Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, v'zeh al pi ha'ibud, zeh ha'rishimot, של רב קלמן פרנקל, ואחר כך זה בא לידי עיבוד על ידי מורי ורבי, הרב אדרי זיכרונו לברכה, וגם אולי חתנו, הרב אדרי נפטר, אז חתנו השלים את המלאכה, הרב אריה הנדלר, שהיה שנים רבות תארם בישיבת שעלווים, אז אנחנו צריכים באמת להודות להם, שהעניקו לנו את האוצר הזה. אומרת התורה, ויקרא אל משה, וידבר השם אליו מאור מועד למור. And God calls to Moshe, and he speaks to him from all mode, saying, the Zohar darshins the Yosef, ויקרא, with a different seruf, אוקיר אנוש מפז, ואדם מקטם אופיר. הכוונה באנגלית, I will make man more rare than fine gold, and a person than the pure gold of Ophir. And Chazal say that this pasuk of making man from more rare than fine gold, Okir Bayikra, Medubar be Moshe Rabbeinu. רשי שם אומר שמדובר בדניאל. אז כתוב בפסוק, טוב לי תורת פיך מאלפי זהב וכסף. It says the better is the Torah of your mouth than lots and lots of gold and silver. זהב מסמל את הפנימיות. כסף, את החציונית. Gold is פנימיוס. Silver symbolizes חיצוניוס. And that's what it says in the פסוק, תפוחי זהב במסקיות כסף. זה פסוק מפורסם, זה מפורסם כי הרמם דיבר על זה בהקדמה למורה. בהרחבה דברים נפלאים. עיין שם. אז זה פסוק במשלי פרק כ"ה. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Zot omeret, there are apples of gold with coverings of silver. Hakesef hu hamaskiot, zot omeret hakishut hachitzoni, the external kishut of the tapuchei zahav. Ela, shehadvekut bashem tzricha lihiyot lemala mehevdalei pnimiyut vichitzoniyut. ולדווקא בו, בו אשר כבודו מלא עולם, ללא הבדלי פנימיות וחיצוניות. מידה זו, שהיא למעלה מפניות, פנימיות וחיצוניות, למעלה ממידת הזהב והכסף, היא מידת הפז. So we have gold, which symbolizes in the pasuk פנימיוס. We have silver, which symbolizes the external, the חיצוניוס. And Dveikus Bashem has to be higher than Pnimius and Chitzonius. Uledov Kabo, his covet, his honor, his glory fills the world. There's no difference between the Pnimius, the Chitzonius. God is everywhere. And this Mida, which is above any of our perceptions of Pnimius and Chitzonius, is higher than Kesef and Zav. And that's the Mida of Paz. Paz is gold. That is symbolizes this mida of the dove kabo, of clinging to God, higher than pnimius, higher than chitzonius, and that's the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okir enosh mipaz. I will honor a man more than fine gold. That is Moshe Rabbeinu. That he will be more chashuv than fine gold. Some say it's rare, it's expensive. המילה הפותחת את פרשיות הקורבנות שבספר ויקרא הוא המילה אדם. אדם כי יקריב מכם קורבן לשם. בזוהר מובא כמילה אדם מלמדת שהאדם המביא קורבן לשם בא לכפר על החטא הגדול שחטא האדם הראשון. So we have a pasuk that says Adam ki akriv mikem korban lashem. In the Zohar it's brought that the word Adam teaches you that a person who brings a korban to Hashem is coming to be mechaper on the great sin of Adam Harishon. That's the Adam. We're being mechaper on chet Adam Harishon. Zo gam hasiba biglala nikra Avraham Adam Hagadol ba'anakim. Kevan sheba lechaper על חטאו של אדם. עיקרם של הקורבנות אם כן הוא הקרבה וכפרה. אברהם אבינו is called האדם הגדול בענקים. Why is he called האדם הגדול בענקים? Because he comes to be מחפר on the חטא of אדם הראשון. We have this in the Zohar Chelek Aleph Kuf Chav Ches and also Bereishis Rabbah 14:6 that Avram was metaken Chet Adam Harishon. So the Iker of the Korbanos is the Kapara. Kaparat HaTzibur BiYisrael Naaseit Aidei Shnei Asirim HaOlim Bagura Echad LaShem VeEchad LaAzazel Al HaGoral Kshelatzmo Neamar B'Chek יוטל את הגורל, ומהשם כל משפטו פסוק במשלי ט"ז ל"ג. The kapara of the tzibur is done by the two seirim that come up in the goral. One seir is l'Hashem, one seir is l'Azazel. On the goral it says, b'chek yutal hagoral. In other words, in the bosom, in a hidden place, there's a goral, and from Hashem is mishpat. In other words, Goral, everybody understands, is hidden. B'chek yutal ha-goral, that we don't understand, that's fate, that's the lottery. However, Mishpat, you think you know. You know the Mahalach Adin, and the judges know where they're going with the judgment. And therefore the Pasuk says, no. Lamrot ha-machshava b'sisit, sh'rak ha-goral hu b'chek b'nistar, ha-emeti, שגם המשפט הוא מהשם. הגורל הראה שמשפטם של ישראל וכפרתם נתונים בהסתר. Even though we have this basic machshava that only the goral, only the lottery is hidden, the truth is that the mishpat is also from Hashem. The goral shows that the mishpat of the Jewish people and their kapara is in a hidden place and it's only in the hands of Hashem. He decides whether or not to give the kapara. Even though the Sar Shenishtalech L'Azazel also had some dimension of kapara, but like the Baalei Kabbalah tell us, this Sar is given over to the Satan. Zohar Parashas Tetzaveh, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer Mem Hei Ramban Vayigrat Hezayin Ches. The other Sar is L'Hashem Chatos, Mishnah Numa 4:1, there the Hachra is in the hand of Hashem. What's going to be sent away to Azazel, and what's going to be brought as a korban, and that Hashem decides. So the judgment of the Jewish people, the Gaurel shows that the judgment of the Jewish people is a hidden fact. In other words, we have this Gaurel, and this Gaurel is deciding. That's Yom Kippur, right? Yom Pur. Kippurim is a pool. There's a Gaurel. And this Gaurel, this lottery, is deciding. The Kohen puts his hand in the box and takes out one Lashem, one Lazazel. And that decides which animal goes where. And that determines the Mishpat of the Jewish people. The judgment of the Jewish people on Yom Kippur is determined by the Sarah Lazazel Bein Yeter. And that comes about because of a Gaurel. So b'chek yutal agoral, everybody understands that a goral is a hidden thing. It's in a chek, it's in the bosom, it's hidden. But the mishpat, you understand, right? The answer is no. Umei Hashem kol mishpato. This also comes from Hashem. Even the mishpat, the decision on how to judge the Jewish people, that's a hidden matter from Hashem, as we see that it comes from the goral. And Yom Kippur comes from the goral, so it's also hidden, mishpat Hashem. It's also hidden. We know that there are two midas, is midas ayira and midas ahava. And the Zohar is machalik between two types of yira, is yira ilah and yira tata. The yira noishis is a yira b'madreg and a mucha. There's no connection to Avas Hashem. By the Jewish people, yiras Hashem is connected to Avas Hashem. That's a higher madrega. That's yira ilah. But the regular human madrega is yira tata, is the lower yira. B'shnei asirim, yitzeg asir lazazel et hayir'ah. Seir ze hanoset avonot Yisrael el eretz gzera. Maskir li Yisrael et avonot v'gam et hayir'ah pshuta, hanovat meonish hatzafui al avonot elu. Haseir l'ashem miyatzeg et hakirva v'et ahava. So these two tzirim, the Sarah Lazazel, represents Yira. It carries the sins of the Jewish people over the cliff, to the desert, over the cliff, and it reminds the Jewish people of their sins. And the simple Yira that we have, that comes from the fear of Onesh, that's waiting for us when we do these Averis. The Sarah Lashem represents the love, the closeness between God and the Jewish people. And these two Seirim have to be equal in their height, in the way they look. They're brought together. So they're a zug. Rak ha-goral ha-mutal b'chek. Ha-ba me'olam ha-nestar mi-yado shel ha-kadosh baruch hu. Hu ze she-yikba mi la-Hashem v'mi la-azazel. It is only the goral, this lottery that comes from this hidden place, from the hand of Hashem, that is going to establish what is to Hashem and what is to Azazel. Hazehut hazo misamelet et hakesher hakayam eitzel Yisrael bein yirat Hashem lebein ahavat Hashem. Hagoral hu imken hakesher hamikasher et yirat Hashem ve'ahavat Hashem. It is only the Goral, which is Bechek, it's hidden, it comes from the world of Nister, from the hand of Hashem, that's going to determine what goes to Hashem, what goes to Azazel. And this symbolizes the connection that the Jewish people have with Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem. In other words, one represents Yira, the one that goes to the Sari Lazazel, and one represents Ahava, the Sari Lashem. That's a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's determined by the Goral. So the Goral, this lottery, connects between Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem, and between Yira Ilah and Yira Tata, right? Because Yira Ilah connects to Hava. Yira Tata is just the natural Yira that we're afraid of Averis. Kishul ze meshivotanu el ha-paz. So this connection brings us back to the Paz. Zoi hamida mekasheret ben haritzoniyut leben hapnimiyut, ben hayira leben haava. So this is the mida that connects between external and internal, chitzonius and pnimius, yira and ahava. The goral is like the paz. It connects the chitzonis with the pnimius, and it allows yira, which connects to ahava. What did we say earlier? Earlier we said that that's what the paz is all about. What's paz? That's the vayikra. Vayikra al Moshe. Okir enosh mi paz. The okir is the vayikra that was relates to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have Zav Chesef. Zav is Pnimius. Kesef is Chitzonius. But when you're Davik in Hashem, you're higher than the Pnimius and the Chitzonius. That is the Midah of Paz. So the Midah of Paz is brings together all worlds. Pnimius, Chitzonius, it's not limited to Pnimius or Chitzonius. It's above and includes Pnimius and Chitzonius. And so to the Goral, also brings together the Pnimius and the Chitzonius. It brings together the Yira, the Chitzonius Dika Yira Pshuta of the Sari L'Azazel, that it's Mechaper for our Averus, and it connects, this Goral connects the Sari L'Azazel to the Ahava, to the higher level, to the Pnimius Dika level of loving Hashem, the Sari L'Hashem. Kishahaman balen goa b'kdushatam shel Yisrael hi pilpur hu ha-goral. Goral ha-mekasher et ha-yira im ha-ava al menat lefgoa b'shtei midot elu. What did Haman want to do? Haman knew that this goral on Yom Kippur connects between ava and yira. The ava of Sari L'Hashem and the yira of Sari L'Azazel. And what he wanted to do was, he wanted to be pogeya in these two midas of Ava and Yira. And that's what the pasuk says. Zechor et asher asalach Hashem lecha asher asalach Amalek, asher karcha baderech ve'ata ayef v'yageh. What is ayef v'yageh? You are weak in the midah of Ahava. You're too tired. You're tired in your avodas Hashem. You just don't have the strength for Ahava. Ve'lo yarei Elokim. And that was one midah that you had when Amalek attacked, and the other was a lack of Yiras Elokim. Mitoch ratzon lachshil et Yisrael, they wanted to be machshilas in a lack of Yiras Elokim. And therefore it says, Timche et Zecher Amalek. Erase the memory of Amalek or trying to destroy your Yira and your Ahava. והדברים היו נפלאים. בסוף, תמיד הרב מוסיף, בשולי השמועה. This is called שמועות ראיה. So בשולי השמועה is what comes, just a sort of summary and overview of what the Rav spoke about. פרשיות הקורבנות פותחות בקריאה למשה. The Karbanos call out to Moshe, and the Zohar says the Chashivas of Moshe is like Paz. Paz is higher than Kesef and Zav, because Kesef is Yira, Chitzonius, Zahav. Again, when talking about Yira, we're talking about Yira, Yira is Einish, the Pashta Yira. And Zahav is Ava, Ava is Pnimius. And the Midah of Paz is above both, and it brings both together. It's above and combines the two, Ava and Yira. It's not limited. The Tzivu and their Karbanos opens up with Adam, which tells you that the Karbanos are here to be Mechaper and the basic chait of Adam HaRishon. So we have Moshe Rabbeinu, Paz, a remez to Moshe Rabbeinu in Vayikra, Ava and Yira. The point of the Karbanos is Adam is to be Mechaper al-Chait Adam HaRishon. And on the Ramat HaKlal, Ma'amad HaKapara Melkazi al-Chateim Shal Yisrael Ma'amad Shnei HaSirim B'Yom HaKippurim. That's on a national level, the kapara of the Jewish people is the two Seirim and Yom Kippur. One Lazazel carries our sins. That's the Midah of Yira. And the second is a Karban Lashem. That's a Midah of Ava, of Kirva. And the Goral shows that he is Koivea. God determines what goes Lazazel and what goes Lashem. giving over this decision to the hands of the lottery, of the Goyrol, teaches us how much these two midas are connected. In other words, the Goyrol is deciding both of them together. It's deciding Ava and Yeras. You see that these two midas are connected, and ultimately we're giving it over to Hashem. That Hashem is going to decide. And that's the mida of the Jewish people, that we connect Ava and Yira. And what happens when you connect Ava and Yira? You get to Paz. You get to Paz, because like we said, Ava and Yira together are Chitzonius and Pnimius, and that's what Paz represents. Paz is this goal that brings the two together. So that's that we have this connection between Ava and Yira. That's symbolized by the Goral, which sends one carbon Lashem, one carbon Lazazel. And when we bring the karbanos, so we have to, it's supposed to bring us a kapara. Obviously, when we get this kapara, we get the kapara when we have the proper Avin Yira. It says in the Zohar famously, quoted by the Tanya, that's what made it famous, that without Avin Yira, the mitzvahs don't go up. It's like wings. They don't have wings to fly up. So when we want to get kapara for Adam, we need to have the proper Avin Yira. So that's why we start off with Moshe. We start off with this mida of Paz, so that our karbanos would combine the Ava and Yira. And we see that in a national level, particularly on Yom Kippur, in the Sari Lazazel. And Amalek wanted to uproot this connection between Ava and Yira. And therefore, we have a mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek. That's why we have to erase Amalek. Because Atal Yefi Ageh, they wanted to get us with not koach, not having koach for Avas Hashem, v'gamken, below Yerei Elokim, not having Yira. They wanted to break this connection that we shouldn't have either. And Mamela, we have a mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek. Ve'advarim, kederech harav, hem amukim meod, ve'meirei einayim. One thing about the Rav, which I find to be just amazing, is that nobody will ever can ever say, yeah, that's what I thought. When I was learning Vayikra, and I read the word Vayikra, this whole thing went through my mind. You know, it's pretty unbelievable. The Rav was Nifter when he was 70. He lived from 1875 to 1935. And 1865, excuse me, to 1935. So what he accomplished in his 70 years, and he was an extremely busy man, but the amount of Torah that he produced, it's just unbelievable. And he would have lived longer. I can imagine how much more amazing Torah we would have had. So there's still a lot left in Ksav Yad. Rav Tzuriel writes in his Otzrot HaRaya that there's still 200,000 pages left in Ksav Yad. 200,000, just an incredible number. And so we're thankful for what we have, and we hope we just get to receive more. It's unbelievable. His originality and his depth and his breath, sui generis, really, something very special. And I feel honored that we can learn this together. And we still have the Stila Shal Shittas Drash of 1930. So that we still would like to learn together. And Baruch Hashem, we have in not so long ago, it was only Tavshin Pei Dalet, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Tavshin Pei Beis, that this, the Shmuel Raya on Vayikra Rav Yehuda Varam was published. So this is relatively new, and we're blessed to have it. So please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.